Star 94.1, and our guest is Amy Rushes. Amy, how are you?
I am blessed. Hey, everybody. How you doing out there?
Amy, tell us about the project.
Well, the project is called Lifting. It's produced by Kurt Carr. It's brand new. There's something on it for everybody, and that is the title Lifting is really based on the prayer behind it, which is that burdens would be removed and yokes would be destroyed, and that the problems and the situations that everybody is dealing with when listening to this music would be lifted. That's my prayer for everybody that gets this project and listens to it.
Is this more of an up-tempo type project, or would you say it's evenly mixed?
Well, it's easily mixed. We have praise and worship on there. We have a lot of, like, traditional take-you-to-church songs. We have, there's a more urban rock song on it. There's ballads on it. There's something, like I said, there really is something for everybody on this project. You know, these are songs that you know, but that you haven't heard in forever. We went way back, and we took songs of the past that were big hits in their day, and then Kurt did magnificent arrangements and kind of changed them up a little bit.
Okay.
So I know that you will be blessed.
How is it working with Kurt Carr and that Kurt Carr energy?
Oh, my God. It's a privilege. It's an honor. He is a genius in what he does. I don't think there is a finer producer of gospel music in our country.
Will there be a video from your project?
Absolutely, there will be. In fact, we're going to do that video next week. I Can Go to God in Prayer. That's the single from the project, and we'll be shooting that video this coming week.
Okay, when you did I Can Go to God in Prayer, where were you at this stage in your ministry and in your career?
When I did the song?
Mm-hmm.
You mean just recently?
Right, uh-huh.
Well, I had just come off of my first project, which was called Covering.
Mm-hmm.
And when we decided to do a new record, Kurt and I sat down together, and he said, you know what, I think you should do I Can Go to God in Prayer, because I think people will really like that song, they'll remember it, and it will really bless them. And we were really just sitting at the piano going through songs, and that's how that song came to pass. And I wanted to, something that happens throughout Lifting is that I'm paying tribute to some gospel greats. And, of course, Albertina is one of those people, and we pay tribute to her in this song.
Okay. Who are some of the other folks you're paying tribute to on the project?
Of course, Reverend James Cleveland, because that's where I got my start, and Pastor John P. Key as well.
Tell us about Reverend James Cleveland and how you got your start on that phenomenal night when he asked you to... Well, I'm not... You tell the story,
I'll
Andy.
My boyfriend took me to a revival, and when the revival was over, he literally pushed me up to Reverend Cleveland, and my boyfriend said, do you have room for one more? And Reverend said, sure, come on. And that was how it all started. And I ended up singing with the choir and being in the church, and Reverend... my goodness, he opened doors that he sure didn't have to, gave me opportunities, wonderful opportunities. So it was really, it was a blessing of the Lord.
Well, our guest is Amy Rushen. Amy, before you got on stage with Reverend James Cleveland, could you envision yourself singing gospel music?
No, never, because I was a rock and roll singer then.
Wow.
I was a rock and roll singer then, and the motive behind it in those days, my boyfriend wanted me to be a better singer. That was why he wanted me to get into the church,
mm-hmm,
and sing gospel music. But when I would be there, I would cry and cry and cry. Stand in the choir and cry. I didn't know what it was then. It wasn't until later on I knew this was the Holy Spirit, and those seeds were being planted.
Being in the church, Bishop Charles Blake.
Yes.
Tell us about your relationship with Bishop Charles Blake.
I love Bishop Blake. I always said if integrity had a face in the dictionary, his face should be right there.
Wow.
Because, you know, that's what he stands for, integrity. He is a true man of God, and I love him. I love West Angeles. That church has been a lifeline for me. When I've gone through some difficult times in my life, that church, it's probably been one of the best things outside of receiving Jesus that I've ever done, was to become a member of West Angeles Church of God in Christ.
Now, do you get a chance to perform at your church?
Yes, I have. Yes, okay. I have.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, how are you received with your home folks at that church? I know they love you, Amy.
Oh, the people are so loving and so accepting. And, you know, that's really, really a blessing.
Now, from your project covering mm-hmm. to listing,
yes,
where do we see the growth of a Amy Rushing?
Well, I think as God continues to unfold, you know, healing is on my heart. The music that I sing is always, most of the time, upbeat, joyful, spirit-filled, hand-clapping kind of music. Because a merry heart does good like a medicine. And what does medicine do? Medicine is supposed to heal. And I want people to get out of themselves and get out of what they're going through, even for the 5 minutes that song is happening. And when, you know, when that happens, that's when healing takes place. When you get your mind off of yourself and onto God, that's when healing takes place, sometimes when you least expect it.
Amy, on all of your projects, you are so gracious enough to donate money to Africa. Tell us about that.
Well, my bishop, Charles Blake, had a vision to bless the children of Africa and be a blessing there. And God put it on my heart to sow into his vision. Because, you know, how many know that if you sow into somebody else's vision, God sows into yours? And I so believe in what he's doing, and I believe in him and my church, that I wanted to get behind him. And that's how that happened. And so it's a privilege to be able to do this. So that's why I want all you to go out and buy this project, because, I mean, you become a part of something bigger than yourself now, and you get blessed doubly for this.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Preach to me, Amy. Amy Rushes is our guest. The project is called Lifting. Amy, will you lift souls to a higher level when they pick up that project?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, there's one song on that project called God's Got It All in Control. And in that song, I tell my testimony about what happened to me when my mom and dad died, and how I was in a really, really dark place, and what God did for me in that. And I know that there are people that will listen to this, that will identify with this, because, I mean, I don't think there's probably a person living that hasn't experienced loss. And sometimes when we go through those things, we don't think that there really is a way out and that it really is all over for us. And I tell you in this song and I tell you in this testimony what God did and what he can do for you. And I know that it will uplift you, and I know that it will bless you, and I know that it will encourage you, and I know that it will give you hope.
Amy, ever had a thought sometimes when things are not working out right for you, and you may look at your career and say, well, I want to be here, but I'm not there. Well, I'm supposed to be here, but I'm not there. Maybe I should have stuck to being a rock singer.
Never. Ever. You couldn't pay me enough money. There's not enough money in this world to make me go back to singing that. Never.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
I mean, there's nothing like singing God's music.
That's true.
To God's people.
That's the truth.
Nothing in the world.
Now, finally, where will Lifting take Amy Rushes?
Where God ordains it to take Amy Rush's. I mean, that's really where I am in my life. I really want the Lord's will, His timing, His direction, His guidance. You know, we can push a lot of things through in the flesh, but it never works out. It never, ever works out. God's got it. God sees the whole picture. And when we seek His will, His perfect will, it will always come out for our good, always.
It's our guest, Amy Rush's. The new project is entitled Lifting. Amy, may God continue to bless you, your ministry, and everything that you put your hands on.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Amy Rush's on Star 94.1.